Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A terrifying TV takeover. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
The Max Headroom broadcast signal intrusion invades the airwaves, hijacking an unsuspecting television station. This is weird.
This could never happen now. Like, this could never, this could barely happen then. I love when it's like, this is a one-time deal. Can you imagine? We don't even really have TV stations anymore.
It would be, it would have to be done from the inside.
Yes.
Which, no one knows who did this, so it's a mystery.
I mean, I love that. It's very
It's bizarre.
Avant-garde.
The video is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Played some of it, but you have to see it. It's a very visual thing.
Okay.
It's strange, but you don't know who Max Headroom is.
No.
While I'm talking, look up Max Headroom and see if it looks familiar. We'll do this in real time.
Headroom?
Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. Like this chair, like this...
Yeah, like this car
this
has...
This car has extra...
Head, yeah.
Okay, this does look familiar.
Yeah.
A fictional artificial intelligence character known for its wit and stuttering, distorted, electronically sampled voice. Sounds like me. Early 1985, sounds like me. The character was created by George Stone, Annabelle Jankel, and Rocky Morton. He looks like he belongs in an 80s video. Like, he looks like a Bret Easton Ellis caricature.
I think it was supposed to be sardonic.
Yeah, kind of a reflection of the time. That makes sense.
This kind of like a pseudo AI. It was very popular. Like, you know, you might have seen it on MTV and MTV commercial.
He was on the cover of Newsweek.
Yeah.
He'll never be on the cover of Newsweek.
So,
this AI art project was on the cover of Newsweek. How did I miss this?
You must have, well, one, not been barely born when it was happening. So there was that. So.
All right.
And I was just in my early, mid, late. Late 30s, early 40s,
just
50s,
a family
20s.
Of four.
Yeah,
like,
barely.
A mortgage in a family of four.
On November 22nd, 1987, two television stations in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So weren't.
Again, I'm surprised that I don't know the ins and outs of this. I just know the vague plot to the movie Airheads, which is what I keep ascribing this to.
Had their broadcast hijacked with a bizarre video, which became known as the Max Headroom broadcast signal intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did this episode on Strange Year,
mm-hmm.
the podcast.
I've heard of it.
The person.
Mm-hmm.
The TV show, the book, the merchandise, the mm-hmm. clothing, mm-hmm. the music,
mm-hmm.
the musical. But right now, just the podcast. So if you're interested, where I do is I take, right now it's lately just one thing that I focus on
mm-hmm.
for that year and talk about the a strange
very
thing.
Fun.
Cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Historical, but just weird. And this was 1987.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just certain ones I was like, I want to see what Rebecca thinks. I feel like.
Yeah, you want
to. You got Chicago.
You want to
so
run
like,
it by me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm from the Midwest.
So I'm from the Midwest. So if you want to hear.
That's the most interesting thing about me.
If you need something to listen to before you get two episodes a week mm-hmm. and all the stuff on our Patreon on Mondays. You can find Strange Year wherever it's.
Can you believe that I listen to Strange Year more than I do Ghost Town?
Well, it's very short.
Yeah, exactly.
I spent a lot of time on it. It's like
no, it's very good.
It's like 5 minutes. But
I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that, but like I don't listen to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So
you get a little quick fix.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Very
the
fun.
One that will be out this week early mm-hmm. is a weird one.
Ooh, baby.
Oh,
can you give
baby.
Us a teaser for the year?
You're gonna go. You're gonna want to have to go to 19. 58.
We're going to go back. What happens when you run out of years?
If I say the word spontaneous human combustion, are you interested?
Yes. I am.
Okay. Okay. So go check out Strange Year. Mm-hmm. The newest episode, I'm going to discuss spontaneous human combustion in the state of Florida.
Of course it is. The Indiana of the South.
So Max Headroom, like we discussed, was a fictitious AI-like television host type. Because I was trying to like think about what is... I was never like... I mean, I was kind of young. I was like, oh, this is cool, but I never really resonated with it for whatever reason. He had his own movie and a TV series and MTV. However, the first signal hijack took place on WGN-TV's The 9 O'Clock News. The screen went black, then showed a person wearing a Max Headroom mask and sunglasses. Already weird.
Yeah.
Because when you're watching it, the like kind of computer generated with an actor, it's the mask, it looks like a nightmare.
Yeah.
This is like kind of like a nightmare, like a fever dream.
Yeah, totally.
You're watching a fever dream. Mm-hmm. It was swaying back and forth in front of a makeshift Max Headroom-like background from like when it was normally on TV. The broadcast lasted 28 seconds and ended after the engineers at WGN switched the broadcast frequency. Mm-hmm. Later that night, this is the one. This is the one. On WTTW, people watching Doctor Who, just checking out the Doctor, whatever he does. I don't really know what Doctor Who does.
Sci-fi. Travels through time. Well, there's like 40 seasons of it. Yeah. You know, he's in an elevator, right?
So they're just watching a rerun of the episode Horror at Fang Rock. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, the Doctor was replaced by Max Jeffrey Headroom. I just made.
He's back.
The character in the Max Headroom mask appeared and swayed back and forth again. Saying things like they were barely audible. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody, and this is what I've played, somebody took it and they kind of refined the audio, cleaned it up as much as possible. That does it, the figure said, its voice distorted. He's a frickin' nerd. Whoa. After a moment, he paused to claim he had, quote, made a giant masterpiece for all the greatest world newspaper nerds, referencing WGN's acronym and corporate parent, the Chicago Tribune. Mm. The Trib, baby.
The Trib. Big Trib.
He held up a glove, like a Michael Jackson glove, and exclaimed, "My brother is wearing the other one." He pulled it on, saying, "But it's dirty. It's like you got bloodstains on it." The camera then cut to a shot of a man's torso and partially exposed buttocks.
Whoa.
Sorry for the cursing. The Max Headroom mask had been removed and was being held up to the camera. The rubber extension that had covered the figure's finger was stuffed inside the mouth of the mask. "They're coming to get me," the man screamed suddenly. "Bend over, bitch," a female voice responded. The man was then spanked repeatedly with a fly swatter as he screamed. Guys, you guys see, Rebecca is watching this like I'm kind of telling the most exciting story.
Like I'm around a campfire. This mic is a campfire, and you're telling the most intriguing story of my life.
As soon as I said buttocks, she just like... The entire Max Headroom hack had lasted 1 minute and 22 seconds before signal transmitters were able to black it out. They discovered at the time of the incident, there were no engineers on duty at the WTTW transmitter tower, and had there been somebody there, the signal had been stopped. By the time they noticed the error, 90-second transmission was over. So I don't know if they were kind of, hey, listen, we're Doctor Who's on, chill, we can go into autopilot.
Yeah.
You know, we can do some, like, we can drink a Zima, we can get into some 19s.
Yeah, you got it. You got to drink a Balls, B-A-W-L-S.
Yeah. Like, the new Debbie Gibson album is pretty good.
Yeah, clearly Canadians. You get some...
Bartles and James. That and Debbie Gibson.
Combos.
Tiffany. Eventually, the FCC worked out how the hacker had done it. By placing his or her own dish antenna between the transmitter tower, the hacker could have effectively interrupted the original signal. They wouldn't have needed expensive equipment, just good timing and positioning. They also were able to pinpoint a location where the video might have been shot based on the background of the videos. Agents from the FCC determined it was most likely the roll-down door of a warehouse and tracked it to a district that had warehouses with doors like it. The parties involved are not known, and the Max Headroom broadcast signal intrusion remains a mystery. And here is the full audio. You can search on YouTube for the video.
Hear the buttock.
No, and you need to, this is another thing, it's a very visual thing on a podcast. I mean, the best I can do
We're giving you just a little snippet, a little teaser. Do your own research.
And I want to thank Chicago Tribune, WTTW, All That's Interesting, and Reddit. Do you know where there's like absolutely almost no buttocks.
On patreon.com/ghosttownpod?
Yeah. There's almost...
almost no. No. Like, you don't... like
we
you
sneak
might,
in one.
You might turn a corner and find something, but we promise you, like, for the most part, your experience will be buttock-free.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's been pretty haunted over at our Patreon.
Yeah, we got many.
We appreciate everyone because it's helping us because we're not announcing it yet because we're still getting details, but we might be making our second live appearance.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yes, so that will be happening sometime this summer. Mm-hmm. And that's helping us, you know, for the little things that we need to do and hopefully we can see there. We'll give you more information once we...
like rider demands.
We are technically...
our suite.
We are actually technically doing it technically. Mm-hmm. We're just working out what's happening.
The details.
And once we do that, we'll announce it and hopefully we'll be doing more of that.
Yeah, we're going to actually go on live broadcast and announce it formally via an avant-garde film.
So, like, there'll be... I mean, just when you see, it's like the mask.
I can't wait to watch this.
Fingers through the mouth of the mask. Like, I think right now is a good time for you to watch it.
Okay.
As I can tell, a massive electric shock. He died instantly.
The generator? Are you always so careful?